Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Frank Wasilewski is up now from Access. And Frank, all right, I wanted to talk to you about something, and I can't remember what it was. All right, first of all, I want to tell you that people want to stay in their houses longer, correct?
Oh, yeah, they do.
So they're going to need some assistance from Access. And there's this new fall prevention program called Access Fall Free Living Assessment. And can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, so actually this got born out of our sales team. We were all sitting together talking because we have breached the point where we're helping over 800 people in the Chicagoland area every single month.
Wow.
You know, help to stay in their home or assist with the lift. And one of the guys joked around and said, well, how do we slow this train down? And somebody else said, well, stop them from falling. So that's where this whole program got born from.
I love it.
You know, it's just a little joke. But it is a fall prevention program. So what we'll do is we're going to go in and we partnered with an OT firm on this. So we go in and we take some video and some photos of your home, some measurements. Then we get it over, and then we a little bit about your medical condition or what you're having difficulty with. And then we get all of that over to an OT. And they go through, look at that, and come up with a whole bunch of suggestions.
Wait, what's an OT? I'm sorry.
Occupational therapist.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I know what that is. I just didn't know why.
So they will come back with a report then of things you should do in your house to help prevent you from falling. And as part of this program as well, when we come back and go over that report with you, we'll install some grab bars for you as part of the whole package.
I laugh at grab bars and railings because it's like, oh, who needs those? You know what? Each and every day, I need one more frequently.
Yeah, it is the number one thing, the easiest thing you can do to help keep you from falling.
All right, so our tubs, I know that we have two tubs in our house, and I don't like either of them, and no one takes a bath because you're sitting in your own stew, you know? I don't like that. So they have a lot of walk-in showers now that are less dangerous, right? Because you don't have to make that big step up.
Yeah, as you get older, like we all are, right, it gets harder to lift your legs up. You know, and when you're going up 18 inches to get into a tub and then down, now your feet are on an unlevel surface. So the two things that cause you to fall, one, going up on one leg, you know, and two, being on unlevel surfaces are occurring every time you step in and out of a tub. So the safest thing you can do is give yourself something to hold on to that's actually going to support your weight and help you guide you in that. If you can afford it and you have the means, you absolutely should go to a walk-in shower. So if you can reduce that 18-inch curb down to a 3-inch curb, huge, huge difference for the rest of your life.
So you will assess all the situations. Is it just bathrooms that
Nope.
people are falling?
No. So it's bathrooms are number one. Stairs are number two. And believe it or not, kitchen living room is number three. And most of the kitchen living room is actually due to lighting.
So I was going to say the dog
getting
under your feet.
Yeah, right.
It's due to lighting, really?
Lighting, yeah. So one of the newer studies that came out in the last 4 or 5 years is the amount of lumens that we need as we age has to be increased. So most homes that you've been in for, you know, the last 20 years or so, if you're not updating the lighting or adding more lighting, your ability to see a trip hazard diminishes. You won't see the corner of a rug that's turned up. You won't see something in the floor. You won't see a difference in tile height or a threshold that's popping up. And then that catches you and that causes the fall.
And you assess all these things within someone's home.
Correct. All of this will get assessed through that program that we use. And then the report, again, is yours. And over 50% of the stuff that comes out of that report, you don't need a contractor to do. You can change a light bulb. You might be able to change a door handle or, you know, somebody in your family. Most of the stuff that comes out of the report is fully able to be done by people that you know.
So I know a lot of people lately. I just visited someone who lives in this great place that I guess it's senior living, but it's not really assisted. But there are different areas of this place that if you need more assistance, you can move into the next area. I got to tell you, it looked like a lot of fun. They have, you know, great restaurants. They have classes and craft things. I'm sorry. There's a happy hour every Friday. Wow.
Which you don't have at your own house.
No, yeah. I would like that.
Yeah, there's a big social part to it.
But that's really, really, really expensive, correct?
It's not even about the expensive part, because if you can afford it, you can afford it,
yeah.
Right? But when we hit 2030, there's only going to be enough room for 11% of the people that are over the age of 65. There's not enough of those facilities.
Wow.
And there's not enough of them going up. So, you know, in 2040, that number goes down to 8%. So there's not going to be a place for you to go. And when you have very small supply and a really high demand, what happens to the price at that point? So where it's at now, it's going to triple. So if you can stay in your home or do a multi-generational living situation where you modify your kids' home and move in with them, much better way to go long term, especially financially.
Okay, so do you also do modifications like that?
Yeah, so we're a full-blown general contractor, full-blown elevator contractor. So we will go through and do the assessment, and then we'll offer you solutions. It may be a mechanical lift. It might be just a small modification. It might be rebuilding an entire front porch. It really depends on what you need, and then we're there to help you do it.
I love our house, but sometimes I don't feel like going upstairs. It's like my mother-in-law had told me, when you buy a house, you're all excited and you want all these floors, and then you wish you bought a ranch house.
Yeah.
Which is kind of true.
It is true. So I'm on my 20th year of doing this, right?
Wow.
And when I got into this industry, the first thing I said to my wife, we're getting a ranch. We're getting a ranch. This is what we're doing. You know, because the things that I see and the struggles that I see on the multi-level living, it just blew my mind.
Yeah. But go ahead.
Well, as far as those grab bars, every hotel has them, man. Mm-hmm. You know the liability. They have them. I don't care how cheapo or how expensive. There's a 45-degree angle grab bar in that shower.
Yeah, every time.
Because you're unfamiliar with how high their shower is. And then they normally have ceramic in the right for cleaning.
Correct.
You're wiping out.
Yeah.
And you're using them if they're there. You may not think about installing them, but if they're there,
right,
you're totally going to use them.
Right.
You're using them.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was going to say, everything you mentioned sounds like life safety, right?
Yes.
And I was curious, do you do any senior living? Do you work in any independent living? Do you do anything like that?
We do some. Most of the time, though, no, they don't want any assistance. Because most of the senior living centers, like, you know, Wendy was describing, it's more of that social and minor assistance.
It was like a dorm room, you guys. It was like there's a little apartment, and then there's clubs and concerts.
These organizations are so, they have a complex.
Yeah.
They have multiple buildings, and one of them will be dedicated to independent living, so it's like 50 and over, and then others are memory care, and things of that nature. Some of them are almost like hospice.
One is for ex-lawyers.
You have your own special wing.
That one's got the casino,
right?
There's no doors, though. You can't open the doors. Once you're in, they lock them. You know, they just gotta call the herd of all those lawyers, you know.
But honestly, a lot of people go there because they can't stay in their own home, because they can't make it up the stairs, or they can't do that. So I like this whole assessment. It's a very unique program that only Access offers. And how do listeners find out about that?
You can reach out to us at 630-616-6249, or you can read more about us at allaboutaccess.com.
It's just making life easier for people. That's what
it's all about.
All right. I understand that. We're going to take a break. And listeners, we are here till 6 o'clock tonight because we had Northwestern football, which unfortunately they did not win. But I got to hear Mr. Cat, Dave Ennett. I can't believe he retired from the radio, but we heard him earlier today, and we're going to be here till 6 o'clock, and then John Hansen will take over for Let's Get Legal, and 312-981-7200 is the number to call. It's the MegaPros phone, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. Quick break, and we'll come back and continue talking with Frank Wasilewski and allaboutaccess.com.